This Is Time for Life, where Darby and one of his friends chat about the last couple of weeks of their lives.
Hello and welcome back to Time for Life. You're here with Darby and Maggie.
Hi, I'm back.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've recorded. Well, yeah, actually hasn't, because I record heaps. I recorded some in the holidays, but I just haven't gone around to edit them.
Yeah, you haven't.
So, by the time you listen to this, the other one probably still won't be out, because I'll edit this first. This is my highest priority, this one.
Of course.
And then the ASMR will be like...
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, that's
what
I was talking about.
First topic on the agenda.
Drama.
It was so good today. I wish I, filmed it or something.
But then again, I don't know if everyone else in the class would like that.
Yeah, probably not.
Anyway, I'm trying to remember the run through of the lesson. So it was firstly, something really weird was that we went, it was so confusing. It was it's hard to explain if you don't know the school, but we went to the Java space, then we went through a door and another door into this weird room that we've never seen before. It's we've seen the window for it, but we've never been in it.
Yeah.
And it was so confusing because it looked like another area of the school, but it was just so confusing to wrap your head around. And then that connected to another door, which was the music area. I'm like, what? But that
speaking of this, just going off topic really quickly. My friend Evie, shout out to Evie, even though I know you probably won't listen to this. She found this room in the next to the canteen. You go in a door and it's you go through another door and you have to go in this vault thing and it takes you in and it looks like this little rat laboratory. I haven't been in there. She's going to take me in there one time. But apparently it's really cool. So I just thought I'd say that. Anyway.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, it's hard and especially, not hard. It's interesting when you start high school because you don't know the back ends of the school and stuff.
Yeah, it's
And then by the time you get into year 8 or 9, you're you can memorize the whole school. The only part of the school now I don't know is probably the drama area that we went to today. I still need to wrap my head around that. And then also the office, because we've got an SSO near the student gate, but the student gate's the big entrance for the school and big entry, a big exit and entry. And then the office is at the, have you seen Temple on Google Maps?
No.
Okay. But then there's other entry, which is more for new students, parents that need to do interviews and stuff at the front of the school.
Yeah.
You go through that, and then there's the office where there, which all the principal and vice principal and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Is there? So yeah. But drama. Let's go back on drama.
Yes.
So
we're going off
we
topic.
Walk into the room. I'm not gonna do every detail, but we go into the room and stuff, and we're learning about. So we sit down, stuff, just chill out. There's 11 to 12. I'm not going to count because I can't bother to count. It's a Friday, so yeah. But there's 11 or 12 people in our class. So it's a smallest class. It's all our extracurriculum subjects, which are design tech, art and design.
Drama. Music.
Food and tech, music. Them. Their extracurriculum, so that swaps every term. No, every semester. So for one semester, we'll have design tech and something else, for example. And the other term, we'll have the other three or the other ones. Yeah, and so we go on there. Whoa, that feels really weird now. Probably because of the watch. Anyway. Walk in there, chill out. And then Miss Hillard, who's our drama teacher, she starts talking about this Greek theatre thing.
Mythology.
And then Greek mythology?
Mythology.
That's the thing I was thinking. Okay.
Oh, well, is it history?
Like masks. Like the masks they wear in theatre.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, that's not
That
Greek
really
mythology.
Hurts now. My wrist is really hurting. All right, let's just...
Take that off then.
It's throbbing there.
Okay, now. Then.
You're going away. Not forever, just for now. Whoa, that really hurts now. Whoa.
You'll be fine.
All right, I'll be fine, yeah. Greek. So we're there and she as we talked about last term, and oh my goodness, I keep getting subtracked.
Sidetracked.
But the reason we haven't recorded for ages is because the last two weeks of the term, except for Friday, the last Friday, I was sick, and then The last 2 weeks after that were holidays, and the teachers wanted to take our laptops to update them, and to I couldn't edit anything, edit with anything.
And, like, my grandma was over and just,
yeah, everything, really.
And then what we're trying to do, we're scheming. We're trying to get
scheming
a big group of people, so, like, me.
3 to 4 to 5.
So, like, me, Will,
Luke hasn't been, I think he hasn't been on the podcast.
No.
Hopefully he's going on soon.
Hopefully. Fingers crossed. Maybe Fletcher and maybe Pete.
I think Pete's looking pretty good.
Yeah, Pete's like, gotta love Pete.
Yeah. You've heard him like 3 times now, you guys. You're lucky.
Who's the person you've had the most on your podcast?
Probably like you or Will.
Yeah, that's, yeah, because we live closest.
Yeah, it's so easy. It's just like, you guys are both neighbours. I can just invite you over. And I was like, literally texted her today, or asked her on the train.
And was like, do you want to come over after school, record an episode?
Yeah, and it's like, it's that easy. You don't have to like schedule out the parents to drive you there and everything. And she like took me home from the bus stop, which is just like,
I'm amazing. I totally drove.
Yeah. Yeah, she's 16.
Anyway, Greek.
Yeah, anyway, Greek. oh my goodness, I can't remember anything. All right. Let me just quickly write this down before I forget. I can cut this out if I want to. Bang. All right. So we sit down. She's like, as we talked about last term, and I was on the way. I was away for those 2 weeks, so like, I didn't have an idea about what she was talking about. And I'm like, yeah. And then Michelle was like, oh yeah, well, Darby wasn't here, so he doesn't know it. This makes me cringe so much now that I say it. She said, so Darby didn't know it, and then. And like a high pitched like girl voice, and went like, "Slay!"
You did not. You did not.
And then Miss Chilla was like, "Oh, that's the first time." Because she's so chill. She's like, she's good.
How old, is she? Like old, or is she like
30? Maybe.
Okay.
So like, she's most of our teachers are young, except for like the old teachers.
Yeah.
Duh. But then I went like, you know when you get like red and hot.
Yeah, and you blush.
Yeah, you blush. I was like. I don't know why I was doing that, because it was my choice. It just came, and I was just like, it just came out my mouth like this. And I'm like, she's like, yep, so we get it.
Funny. Do you want to do a recreation of it?
I was like, play. And then she's like, wow, Tommy, that's the first time I've heard you say that.
So you're going red right now.
Yeah. Not that. This is like nothing. If I'm going red right now, you would have wanted to see me when I was in
drama.
Drama, yeah. That would have been so funny. Even though there's like only like 10 people besides me.
Was Luke there?
No.
Damn it.
So, don't have any witnesses. Will was there.
Will? Okay.
Yeah. I might record with him tomorrow. I want to like record like.
You should get both of us in.
Are you available tomorrow?
No.
Oh.
I've got a sleepover.
What time?
Well, I'm going out in the morning to finish her present. Birthday shout out to Allegra.
And Soon Us.
Love you, girl. And then.
And Soon Us. Love you guys.
And who?
And us.
Oh, yeah, we're 13 soon. And then in the morning, I'm getting finishing off her present, and I'll probably come home, just chill for a bit, because.
Yeah.
And then.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
First weekend of our term.
It's like 2. I'm not even kidding. I thought it was the last day of term.
Today?
Yeah, I'm not even kidding. I thought it was the last day of term 4.
I wish it was. I'm right now so much right now. You keep talking.
And then, like, yeah, she's inviting. How many did I say? 11?
10, because someone else is going.
10 people to her birthday. I'm like, how? And we're all sleeping over. It's like.
Is it only boys or is it just girls?
No, it's just girls. Yeah, okay. Thank God.
Yeah. The amount of times I've been invited to get, like, girl sleepovers, and I'm like, you assume that I'll be allowed to go. I'm like. I'm not gonna
just like, I would only be allowed to have Peyton for a sleepover, even though you guys will keep asking. Well, Fletcher and
Mike. That's probably a bit different, because you've come over here for a sleepover more than times.
But I'm just like,
yeah, we get what you mean.
Yeah.
Just because.
It's like.
Reasons, yeah. No, in general.
But,
yeah. Yeah. Anyway. So, drama.
We keep on going off track.
I know. I've written down so much right now.
I thought that was what you had to say. Was that all you had to say?
No.
Oh, my Lord. Okay. Yeah. It gets worse?
It's funnier. Okay, so, she talks to us about, she's like, so, can you, she puts up some masks, and she's like, can you guess the expression and what the role is for this character? such and such, just make jokes about some of the faces, you know, faces like really like silly and like looks like it's just been like plastered into a wall.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh, it's Seb and stuff like that, you know, just like
it's Seb.
Seb's a guy. In
okay, class. I was like,
shout out to Seb. If you're listening to this, I did it.
Wait.
Okay. If he's listening to this, I did it. I convinced him to listen
no,
to this.
No, I know, but like, okay, don't worry, don't worry.
It's not, okay?
Yeah, I know,
I know. I know what you're thinking about.
I know. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, okay, go.
It's yeah, like, yeah, as in, yeah, how yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah.
From your school, yep, okay. Yeah.
So he, yeah, we just made jokes and that kind of stuff. Then we actually had to draw our own and make our own. This is where I got really good. So at first we were all like, I kept drawing before she said we had to draw. And she gave us all pencils and paper and stuff. And then she's like, oh, yeah, 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 you can't draw yet. And she's not talking about anything and stuff. And I'm like, so we're just sitting now?
When do we get to draw?
Like, and I started drawing anyway because, like, who cares? And then...
Imagine if your teacher's just listening to this.
It's great. She's better be following me. What was I going to talk about? You're my person, that reminds me.
Oh, you were drawing.
Drawing, yes. So, my final was Riley. Shout out to Riley. The amount of shout outs I'm going to give is so good.
We are making so many shout outs.
Yeah. Trying to draw his face, he made an expression like, it was like surprise or something. And then he drew me, and I was like, oh, wait, do one that's like me kind of devastated, but also like surprised. Like, like that, you know, like that kind of face.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was like, oh, okay. And I'm like, you had to write down the emotion that you were trying to make.
Yeah.
And I was like, so write down Darby when he sees Seb going, when he sees Seb at school in the morning. And then we did it and it was so good. And his reaction was like, he isn't, I have to give this to him. He is amazing at fake crying. I'm not even kidding. He can like, someone says like, you're weird. And he would like, if he wants to, he'll just go like close his eyes and like actual tears will come. I'm like, how do you do that? Like,
I'm the most emotional person you will ever meet. Like, it's so bad. I have multiple, because me and my friends, we were like, also the most random stuff goes on at our lunch times.
Yeah, same here. Well,
like the other day.
Not really random. It's more like just, get. It's either about.
I need to teach.
Couples.
I need to teach you guys a lesson. So, everyone listening, I'm going to teach you guys how to play 20 cent cricket. So, first of all, you need to convince two people to go to the canteen and you need to make them buy two drinks that are both worth 10 cents, preferably a long plastic bottle and a can that you can squash and make it, like, tiny. And then what you do, and because those add up, makes 20 cents, you throw, you use the can, you step on it, you use that as a ball, and then you use the bottle thing and you use it as a bat. And you play it in a long strip of land. We played it out.
Long strip of land. Long strip of land.
And we played it in front of the staff room, which was really not a good idea. And then we got,
the window.
No, and then we got told off. She was like, that's not very friendly. And I was like, what? We're literally throwing a can. And I was like, yeah, I get that. Whoa. It can cut someone. But, like, still.
Still, who cares?
Like, we're not wusses, apart from me. No, so, but.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Greek.
Yes.
Drawing.
So then, I was just drawing, you know, I was actually just drawing, like, happy face, sad face, you know, I was literally just drawing my casual face and stuff.
Yeah.
Then I go ahead and draw. I don't want to, like, it's hard to know on the podcast when you should name someone and when you shouldn't. So, I'm going to say their name and then ask one of their friends if I should blur it out or not.
Mm-hmm.
So if it is being blurred out, then you'll hear either nothing or like a chicken sound.
You said that. I was listening to one of our episodes, and you're like, okay, I'll blur out the Siri bit. And you didn't. I was like, what?
I know. I was really lazy. Like, I uploaded it. I'm like, listen back to it. Oh.
Damn it. Anyway,
and then
you were saying, continue with your story, getting sidetracked again.
Yes. So then I draw. Okay, I want to say it, but then I'll blow it out later if I'm wanting.
Yeah.
So then I draw Iggy's face. I told you about this.
Yeah.
So Iggy is a girl at our school who, like, she's not necessarily mean, but she's just like a girl at our school, really. As in, she's just like, I don't actually know why. Seb's just like, enemies with her.
Seb doesn't really like her, but that doesn't mean that Darby doesn't.
Yeah. Anyway, she's a girl. And then what did I do? And I drew her with like, not horns, but you know what I mean, like a devil kind of thing. And then I showed Miss Hillard, like not realistic kind of thing. I showed Miss Hillard, and then she was like, "That looks exactly like her."
Oh my god! We're all jokers.
No one cares about that.
But still, you can say something. I can be like I can't think of an example, but like, you could tell someone. Like, you could draw that and you could be like, "Oh, don't worry, it's just a joke, it's just a joke."
Yeah.
But, like, it can still affect the person in the same way.
I think it's just like grown ups, almost like a family, not family, that's really. Yeah. But you know what I mean? Like, a community. And we're like, if someone makes a joke about each other, we're just kind of like, yeah, who really cares? As long as it's not like actual offensive, like, to do with, I don't know, like.
Like, dissing them about stuff at home or stuff. I can hear Peyton's Peppa Pig.
I know. Why on earth is she watching that? I don't know.
Isn't she? Yeah.
Isn't she what?
Sorry. Why is she? Oh, I was going to say, why doesn't she just use the TV, but then the boys are probably using it to play, like, whatever game they're playing.
Rocket League or something, yeah.
Yeah.
Us boys try to, like, hide it from her and not let her see it, but then, like, Eli showed it, and then it was funny.
I was actually going to swear then, and I was like...
No, they're not all, like, Harry Potters. More like, there's like graphic novels and random stuff. But then I do read novels.
Graphic novels I don't count as real books.
They don't. Harry's freshman with that then. Sorry, I just felt like... Sorry.
But like, they don't count as real books.
I'd never pay attention to emotions. Not emotions. People's expressions. And then I just did just then. I'm like... That actually would be kind of cool to recap.
Yeah. I don't think, because like you have a lot more imagination in.
Imagination.
You can use your imagination a lot more in books, and you can't use it as well in graphic novels, and I don't really like it. That's why I don't like when
movies
are made and they're not accurate.
Yeah.
Like Harry Potter, it was like the storyline and stuff was accurate, but the characters weren't.
I like, I don't mind that much. Like, I don't, like...
You haven't watched Harry Potter, have you?
No. I was in, like, I'm probably allowed to even,
Have you read it?
No, what?
Have you read it? Okay.
I don't think so. Fletcher read, like, the first couple books, maybe?
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah. And then... Oh, my goodness. I'm getting so sidetracked.
Look at your sheets. I can't speak. Look at your notes.
You're so cool. I was still talking about that. Actually, no, I wasn't. And then we played Wig Murderer. And then...
Oh, I love that game.
And then it was Kai. Big shout out to Kai, the handsome guy. Follow him on YouTube. But he was it. Like, he was the inspector. And I was the winker for some reason. I'm never the winker. And then, so, like, he was like, "Who is it?" And then I'm like, bang, and that guy dies. And then
I can't,
like,
wink.
He's like, "What?" Oh, my goodness. And then, and he's like, "What?" And there's, like, four people left. And then when he turned his...
What is she watching?
So this is Will. This is me. This is Kai. Mm-hmm. When he turns this, guys can't see this, but I don't really care. But I just got a message from Discord. From?
Pete.
Let's see.
Is it Pete?
It's probably not gonna be Pete. Yeah. Okay. But, yeah, I'm here. And then he turns his back there to look at, like, I think someone else is there, or he's just, like, looking around like that. And then I kill someone over here, and then he turns around, and he's like, "Oh, they're dead." And then he kind of he suspects that it's Will, because when his back was turned to Will and me, they got killed. And he went, is it Will? And then that was his last guess. And then...
You won.
Yeah.
Look at this.
I think that's all I need to talk about drama. But I have this massive sheet of list.
I just need to show you something really quick. This is revolutionary. I'm not even kidding. This is revolutionary. This is revolutionary.
You realize we have this whole board in our English room that has all them. You know, it's got like, I'll have to take a picture at some point, but it's like, not a not, and it has a not, and then a not saying like X. It uses those kind of pictures.
Okay.
So, all right, I'm just going to go off my list. Talking about winking, I used to, this is random, I thought of this at family lunch, so if it's random, then that's why. At night, I used to practice winking in bed. And so I'd turn off my light, lie down, and I could get asleep, like, in half an hour, you know, then I'm not one of those, like, they're dead. I'm not one of those, and they go to sleep. I'm more of a, kind of, shoo, and I go to fade to sleep. But, yeah, I used to just, like, lie in bed, and I just try, and, like, this. Mm-hmm. I did this. Like, which is, like, holding down one eye and then opening the other. Like,
wait, I want to see if I can wink.
Yeah, practice at night. It works.
It's weird, though.
Yeah, I know. Isn't it? It's just, it can also kind of help you to go to sleep because, like, you're opening and closing your eyes. And I don't know. Another thing. Now, do you ever get a drink? Like, say you get your drink at a restaurant, and then you drink most of the drink before you actually get food.
Oh, my Lord, I hate that.
And then, for example, at the other night, we were doing, it was a burrito night at the church, and they had, like, chips there, like those, the salts, the square, the rectangle, the triangles,
mm-hmm.
things, you know, the, mm-hmm. The corn chips.
Yeah.
Tortillas. They had them. The corn chips.
Corn chips, okay.
And they had them, and then they were meant to be, like, snacking on before but also during the meal. And then by the time we got our meal, I'd eaten, like, the whole packet.
That doesn't surprise me.
It's, like, I don't know why. It's just that you want to do something. Like, you want to drink or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is that just me? Also, a big shout-out to Shah, who wanted a shout-out. Now, someone in this room, not you, lady, someone, I swear, she says it.
We get you're talking about a photo. Can you please, like,
Gary? And then, so.
Someone in this room.
How do you know Shah?
So, I met Shah in year, the start of year five. So, term two, this very end of term one in year five. And we were at school together for a bit, and then we were friends, and then we weren't friends, and then we were on and off for a bit, and then
were you like in that not friend period? Were you like those people who just like waved to each other in the hallway?
I don't know. I can't even remember at this point. And then we obviously like went off to go to high school. We hadn't talked in a bit. And then Darby, he, like, invited me to go to his youth group because we live across the road. And I was, like, I was going for a little bit and then...
Yeah, it was good.
It was, like, it was really good. And I made a couple friends. Shout out to Esri and Isabel. I know you're probably not listening, but...
I think they probably... Anyway, yeah.
Anyway.
Comment down below if you're listening.
And then it was... We were going to a campfire at Bonfire at... someone's farm.
Yeah.
And then...
Someone
from the church's farm. And I was like, hold on. I know that voice.
This is at the bonfire. And I was like... Not when I'm talking.
What? And then I saw Shah. And I was like, whoa. It's been like 6 months since I've seen you.
I can't believe you hadn't seen her before. Because she's been going out of church for like, I don't know, 3 years now.
Yeah, but like, I've only been going to a youth group. And she was never there.
Yeah.
And she...
She's Jonah's friend, and you also know Jonah.
Yeah, I also know Jonah and Lims. Well, yeah. William. Is it... No, Liam. Lims.
Yeah, Liam. Yeah. It's cool. All right. What else was I going to talk about? I need to open my sheet because I've got a list. You're going to talk about drama. PE, don't have much to say about PE. It was kind of just like...
Birthday.
Yeah. It was kind of just like, it was good because we're learning about Tosh Footy. Ugh. Not my favourite. It's okay, I don't mind it. But we never play games. We always play those, like, the warm-up game things. He announced that we're doing like a half-half. So we're finishing up Ultimate Frisbee.
The teacher. Your teacher.
Yeah. He said that we're doing ultimate frisbee for half a lesson and then touch footy. I'm like, oh, ultimate frisbee's pretty fun. So we played that for half a lesson and that was really nice, just burning off some energy and stuff. And then we had, yeah, touch footy and played a game until we had to leave.
I want to say something. So,
yep.
If any of y'all didn't know, any I'm
y'all.
Y'all, I'm a scout. I do scouts every Wednesday. And in 2025, in January, I am going to Maryborough in Brisbane for 2 weeks.
Wait, Brisbane?
Brisbane. Well, Maryborough in Queensland.
Now, not hook you up, but like...
Get me on too.
I should get you to hang out or catch up or see my cousins because they're from Brisbane.
I don't have any like free will. It's like free will. Oh, I don't have any like freedom. It's like you go there. Like you go there. I'm going to Brisbane in the start of 25/5 for 2 weeks.
So in the holidays?
I get to miss out on a week of school. I think
we won't be able to record an episode. This is like 2 years in it. 2 years.
And then. But guess how long the prep is for this camp? We start prep at the very end of this year.
What?
We prep.
What do you prep about?
We need to have...
we need to get the tents?
No.
And then, yeah, that takes flying. About...
So basically, you need to have your level 3 campfire, your level 3 cooking, your level 3... your level 1 overall, your level... Yeah. And then you need to have... 3 continuous nights under canvas, so that's 3 nights in a row with scouts.
So is that under a tent?
Yeah, in like a tent.
Yeah.
At scouts, and then you need to have 10 nights under canvas overall. I've already done that because I've been on multiple camps.
Yeah.
And then I think there's just other like badge work and stuff as well that I need to do. But it's and I hate the riding bit. So Sarah said, my leader, she was like, okay, you can. Talk it and I'll type it for you. And I was like, thank you.
The writing bit?
Yeah, because you have to write. It's like, definitely not like as much. You only have to write like a couple sentences, but like
what's maybe. What's it about?
For badge work. You have to like explain it.
To like explain like what you did or like.
And how you did it.
Oh, so like it's evidence.
Just, evidence that you did it and you need to like get a leader's approval and stuff.
Sick. Yeah. Do you know anyone else there that I would know? Possibly. Or is it mostly just scout friends and not any other connections anywhere else or someone from school?
I mean, I'm trying to think. There are a couple of kids that go to Urbray, but no, not really. They're all in year 8.
Oh, okay. Because I know a couple of people from Corrie that went to Urbray.
But they're good friends. And then...
what's the age range, by the way?
For Joey's, it's 3 to 5. Scouts, Cubs is 6 to 7.
So you're
6 to 11.
6 to 11? Crikey, that's big.
I think. And then Scouts is 12 to 15. And then Ventures is 15 to 18.
Age?
Age.
Oh, I thought you meant year level.
No.
I'm like, what? Year 11? Year 12? I'm like, what?
No, age.
Okay, so can you say that again now that I know it's age? So it's like...
3 to 5.
Yeah.
6 to 11.
Is that just like a daycare for the year 3s? For the 3-year-olds?
6 to 11, 12 to 15, 15 to 18.
12 to 15.
And then 18 plus is either, you can either become a leader or a rover. But we don't have rovers.
Rovers are?
18 plus. So they're, so rovers are like the responsible ones.
so they're almost like helpers?
And yeah, and they can hold camps. So I'm going to a camp in November. It's hosted by Rovers and it's in New South Wales. And we have to drive there in one night.
So do they drive you?
Nope. We hire a bus and we drive and we blast music the whole way. And we get there at 1 a.m, set up the tents, go to bed. It's really fun. Yeah.
Me and Fletcher are allowed decaf tiring. Coffee now.
What?
Me and Fletcher are allowed decaf coffee now. I don't know why I'd...
I love coffee so much. I have a coffee-scented candle in my room. That's how much I love coffee.
I want to try it soon. I haven't tried it yet, but because we were only allowed it like yesterday. I love making scrambled eggs in the morning. I've been making that for like lots of time. Do you like eggs?
I love eggs. I hate scrambled eggs. It just make me bleh.
I like eggs, as in like, probably like before like flags or like boy dogs.
Boiled. I like poached eggs.
Yeah.
That's like so fancy of me, but I like poached eggs.
Yeah, they're pretty nice as well. So, we've already talked about having a sleepover tomorrow.
Birthdays.
Yesterday, I went to Marion for birthday shopping with my grandma.
Because his grandma gives him some money and he goes and picks out stuff.
So I think from now on, from every year from now on, she would just do that. Because it's hard to know what presents to get us.
Yeah, especially. Because
we're always changing. Isn't like one.
One year term, I like My Little Pony, and the next year I like, I don't know, Barbie.
Like one term, I'm like, I'm really into like, I might have a trend on cameras, and then the next term I'm like all on to audio, yeah.
Or audio or headphones.
So we went there, pretty nice. I got picked up myself good headphones, cool watch, and sticky notes.
Mm-hmm.
Got a lot of sticky notes. 99 cents from Officeworks.
So random.
99 cents again for 5 lead pencils. I need more lead pencils. I keep losing all my good ones. They're all short.
I have gotten to the point in the year where I just leave my pencil case in my bag and I just steal random people's pencils.
I hate people that do that.
If I went to your school, you would have to deal with it. But yeah.
He does that all the time. He always asks me in English and I'm like, bro.
And so she'd take Allegro's lead pencils. But yeah. And then me and Darby, wait, try and guess who's older before we say it. Try and guess who is older.
Guess your comment in the
guess who's older in the comments.
In the arts.
But it's not by a lot. It's really like it's by 3 days.
What time are we born?
4 in the afternoon.
Oh, yeah, about 3 days.
So 3 days. And Darby is older. So he was born on the 30th and I was born on the 2nd.
Of November. 30th of October.
And so 3 days apart. And we were like, we should have a joint birthday. And I'm like, no, we should not.
We have like 10 friends.
But you are having a birthday party on the 3rd of November.
I'm having three birthday parties.
I'm invited to 2. I'm so popular.
What about me?
You're not invited to any. No, I'm going to have you guys over for a party swim.
What's you guys over?
Your family.
Seriously? You want to invite Peyton and Mac? I go Fletch, she's okay.
And I get Fletch, just like forgets Fletcher. Guys. Nah, but yeah. I will. I love you guys. You guys are like my second family.
Yeah. It feels like that, doesn't it? It's only been like...
Peyton calls me her sister.
What's that, 10 months?
Yeah, almost. It'll be a year in January.
Almost. We've known each other for almost the exact time of the podcast. Because this one started on the 31st of December.
Ah.
So.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Imagine the first video we ever did together. That would have been so awkward.
We should do like, in the 1 year anniversary, I should get everyone that's been on and their first episode and like react to it.
Oh my god, that'd be so... Okay, fine. I hate listening to my own voice.
Not now, but we'll do it. We might do it on the anniversary. Like, I don't know. What time do you need to leave?
Probably around now.
Okay, we'll quickly wrap it up.
Because I want to go and watch
Yeah, movies. Birthdays. I've got his parties coming up soon. Like, that are my own.
Parties.
And now, I'm pretty sure I might have already told you. And you're going to be so jealous if I haven't already.
Okay.
So, Temple... Oh, wait, I already told you. We're walking to the bus stop. I'll tell everyone else. At Temple, go Temple, you get 7 weeks of summer holidays.
Oh, you get 8. Because we get 7. You get 8.
Oh, we get 8.
So which is actually not fair. I don't consent to that. I deserve 8 as well. I have been working harder than you this whole year.
You don't have to deal with girls. I have to deal with girls and boys.
Girls are just as bad when they're alone. They are so... I was going to swear then. They are so rude.
Annoying.
And so toxic.
Annoying.
And so toxic. And the toxicity level is higher than Chernobyl after it exploded.
Which is?
A radioactive explosion in Ukraine. In like the 60s.
What was I going to talk about?
Something.
Yeah, we get an extra week. So we get 8 weeks of this term, last term 4, and then we get an extra week of holidays. So when my siblings are in school,
shut up.
I'll be sleeping in. Oh, that'll be so nice.
That was a moan. Chernobyl started on 26th of April 1986, and it will be. You keep talking. Keep talking.
Yeah. Okay. I think that's pretty much it. I'm just trying to think.
Chernobyl will be livable in 20,000 years. That's how radioactive it is. No one can live there for 20,000 years.
Can't they, like, get vacuums?
Oh, my God. You did not just say that. You did not just...
Or air purifiers. Just put air purifier there and there and there.
Okay, we're ending now. I can't deal with you anymore.
You've been listening to Time for Life with Darby and Maggie for your Friday.
Yeah.
Hopefully this comes out before the end of the weekend so that you guys can enjoy it ASAP. And yeah, I'll see you guys in the next one.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Time for Life. Feel free to let us know your thoughts by commenting below, emailing us at timeforlifepodcast@gmail.com, or sending a voice message at anchor.fm/Darby-Moore.